Okay. Oh, you're not recording?
I am now.
Oh my god.
I know. Slackeration.
Hateration, slackeration
in this dance-a-ring. I can't look at myself like this. Hold on.
Okay. Did you not listen to the podcast? I figured it out.
I did, but in this moment, I forgot. In this moment.
But even if we don't clap, I can still figure it out. The clap is very helpful to line things up and get it going.
That's why I want it. I want it for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Clara.
Hey, Clara. Hey, Clara. Clara. Hi, Shishi. How are you?
Hi, girl. I'm good.
Welcome to the Amateur Ass Podcast, everyone. Let's get this shit out of the way. I'm Claire. That's Rashida.
What's up?
We are here. We are recording.
Get used to
get
it.
Get used to it.
or not.
I mean, also, you just like skip right over this. But before you do, you can subscribe to us. And then that way you just get them on your phone. You don't ever have to listen. You could just, we can become one of those podcasts that you're mm-hmm. like, man, I got to catch up with that. But you just have a bunch downloaded.
Yeah.
Do that.
Just be like, I got to catch up.
And then
I
just maybe never catch up. That. And that's okay.
We should make some merch that says Amateur Ass Podcast. I got to catch up with that.
Got to catch up with that. Or don't.
Or don't. That's fine. How live your amateur ass life.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm hanging in.
Girl.
That's all we can ask sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Like, things aren't bad. Everything's mm-hmm. like actually kind of like humming along, but I'm just... Just yeah. a little tish-a-tush of the existential dread, but your tiniest tish. You know what I'm saying?
The tish-a-tush.
The tish-a-tush of the existential dread, where things are humming along, but if I stop for a minute, I go, ooh, what's it all for? None of this, man.
Oh, no, don't stop.
And then I go, I got so many things I still want to do.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Wow. Can I'm sorry.
No, it's
I don't
cool.
want you to feel that
I
way.
I think it's a part of just everyday life now.
Living.
For me. Yeah.
Living.
Yeah.
That's what living is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like that thing on The Good Place where they're like, humans are just a little bit sad all the time. Just a little bit sad all the time.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I do want to be more delusional. I'm working on
Me
my delusions,
too.
Man. I just want to be a little
Ooh,
bit more.
Wouldn't it be so freeing?
Girl, I'm working on
just
it.
To be
I
a
am working
more
on
delusional.
It.
I love that. I want to talk a little bit about that later. I want to talk about that later. Put a pin in it. Put a pin in it. Yeah.
I just want to tell you really quickly what I did this weekend.
You don't have to tell me quickly at all. This is our time down here.
Oh.
Down here is our time.
Down here is our time. Yeah. Up there?
That's, up there that's is their time.
Down here
in the well, in the fountain with all the coins, it's our time.
It's our time.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll ride up Troy's bucket whenever we want to.
And put that sweater on it.
That does not weigh anything close to a human, but they pulled that bucket up until they thought it was Andy on there, but they just kept pulling. Surely you'd think they'd be like, this is a real light bucket.
This is lightweight. Did they put a bunch of coins in it to make them think that it was Andy?
Oh, damn. That's smart. But even then, you would think there'd be some like wiggling on
Something.
The rope.
Hear
or
her go,
kind of whining on her way up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he's laughing straight to camera until that sweater shows up in his peripheral vision.
He's like, wait a minute.
This ain't no
wait
woman.
A minute. But he's also kind of dumb.
He is real stupid. And it's Troy's Letterman sweater. Man, yeah. I love The Goonies. It holds up.
You want to know what other movie I love a lot? I want you to watch this segue. It is smooth as shit.
I can't wait.
It is smooth as shit.
Okay, I'm ready.
You want to know what other movie I love
you
a
want,
lot?
You want to give me a clue? Are you saying like it holds up in the same way? Okay,
uh-huh.
Hit me. Because there are a few. Is it an 80s movie?
Oh, hell yeah.
There are a few that absolutely hold up.
of our childhood.
Okay.
If I say this, you're going to get it, but that's okay. Because
leading man or leading woman?
One of the leading people is a child who is under the weather.
Oh.
Getting a story.
The Princess Bride.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Holds up. We watched it not too long ago.
Holds up.
Holds up.
You want to know how hard it holds up?
How hard?
That when I officiated my brother's wedding this weekend.
I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, yeah. I started the ceremony by saying, Mewish! Mewish is what brings us together today.
Treasure your love. Oh my God. It's so good. It holds up.
It absolutely holds up.
You know what other movie holds up? What other movie from the 80s holds up?
Is it Adventures in Babysitting?
That holds the fuck
up.
It holds up.
Because don't nobody leave here without singing the blues.
It holds
up. Don't nobody leave here without singing the blues.
Now, that's not what I was going to say, but that movie does hold up.
It does.
It does hold up. It is good.
Yes.
The one that holds up for me, continues to hold up for me.
Yeah.
Is motherfucking Back to the Future.
Hell yeah. Oh, I don't know why there's such a tender, like super tender place in my heart for Back to the Future, but it
deserves to be there. It deserves to be there. The aesthetics, the storytelling, the actual emotional investment, the weird mom young attraction thing to keep you kind of being like, ew.
It's really but
if you tried to do that now, it would be canceled and it would be like people would be grossed out in a certain way of just like, well, that is so not okay. Mm-mm. It holds up in a way that is very quintessential 80s, but is also still a really great movie. And it has Huey Lewis in it.
And you just heard the news. Oh, yes, you did. He was a teacher.
Yeah.
He was a nerdy little teacher. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Anyway.
And that soundtrack to this moment.
Come on.
I can't sit down.
I was lifting weights the other day at the gym. And the power of love came on over my headphones. You believe I was into it. Because
the power
song
of love to help you lift those weights.
Yes. The song just pops in with no intro. It's just bump, 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 like there's just
bump.
There's no
yes.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Anyway,
I just feel like his situation is so tragic.
Oh, I know. He can't
hear. It just hurts. He can't hear music.
I know.
He can hear talking.
What do you mean? How is that like a thing?
When music is played, it sounds like he described it as this. It sounds like that's what music sounds like. But if you talk to him, he can hear you.
Interesting.
Maybe not as crystal clear as before.
There's a hearing but deficit there. Got it.
Can definitely have, but there's something specific with what his hearing.
Yeah, there's probably so much noise that it's hard to even decipher anything. Oh, poor Huey Lewis.
How are you a musician? You can't hear music. It's so sad.
Beethoven did it. He's the modern day Beethoven. Come on, Huey Lewis, suck it up. Beethoven did it. He wrote some motherfucking symphonies.
He did.
Yeah, so I didn't think about that until just now. So Huey Lewis is going to be just fine.
I love that. I love that idea.
Me too.
I love that.
He's going to be fine. He feels that he knows it.
I also love the fact that he was the one in the We Are the World doc that spilled the true tea. He was like, leave your egos at the door.
He was also the one who was like, I'm standing next to all these legends. I didn't even have, like, I had barely one hit on my hands.
Right.
And suddenly I'm in this room. I'm like, why?
Yes. But then him, Steve Perry, and Kenny Loggins, a fucking chorus, killed that shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Killed it. And that's why I love all three of those men deep in my heart.
Mm-hmm. OK, Okay, so I think we...
I officiated my brother's wedding.
Yes!
It was great.
Yes, I saw a picture. You looked beautiful.
Thank you.
Did it go smoothly and lovely and all that?
As far as I can tell.
Did Raymond have a wonderful day and Charvon?
He did. Good. They both had a wonderful day. They are now in Hawaii.
Nice.
Having their honeymoon.
Gorgeous.
And yeah, I just told them, make sure you respect the locals. Spend all your money at local shops.
Love
Don't
it.
Do touristy shit.
Yes.
Make sure that you're paying actual natives their money because you're in their house.
Yes. Absolutely.
And they were like, oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Don't play with me. Because Erlyn was like, you're not allowed to go to Hawaii.
You're
they
really,
say you can't
it
come.
It's really doesn't not a good look.
She was like, you're not supposed to go to Hawaii. They said they don't want people to be there. And I was like, well, it's not against the law. It's just like, she is.
Yeah.
She said, because I told her we would probably never go to the Disney Moana resort that they have. And she was like, why? And I said, because we can't go to Hawaii. Because they don't want us there.
Yeah.
And I said, if somebody told you, no, if you told somebody, hey, I don't want you to come over to my house, and they came over anyway, how would you feel? She was like, I said, yeah, that's what it's like when we go to Hawaii. And she was like,
It's also
we're not going
so
to Hawaii.
Expensive. Oh, my gosh.
That's why. That's why they don't want us there.
I know.
Can y'all stop coming here so we can live in our... always or we're gonna burn down Maui so we, you know, we can build beautiful things for us.
Ooh, I don't like it. I don't like talking about it.
Sorry. Everybody's just a little bit sad.
We're all just a little bit sad all the time. we know it's gonna end sometime, so we're all just a little bit bummed out all the time.
That's what makes us
people. Well, I hope they have a wonderful time. Did you guys have a good time? Was it a dancey wedding? Was it like a party wedding?
We danced a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot of, it was really black.
Yeah.
It was really black. And there was a lot of, and then people were like, just, gassing people up to keep dancing.
Yeah.
And my daughter danced her little life away.
Of course she did.
And she was doing this one dance. She was like shaking her hands like this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you twerking? She was like, nope, I'm just doing my hands.
Just my hands.
And I was like, cool, you can do that. And this lady that was in the bridal party came up to her and she was like, you need to stop, and kind of like put herself in front of her and looked at me like, she needs to stop. And I said, hey, I'm your mama. I didn't tell you have to stop. Because Erlyn, like, looked and she was like, oh, okay. And she kind
of
like put her head down.
Yeah.
And I said, hey. I said, I'm your mama. I didn't tell you to stop. You better dance, little girl. And she went. She started dancing really hard again. I already checked with her.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what's appropriate or what isn't. Yeah. Don't step in front of my child because you have issues, ma'am.
Yeah.
She is living her best. She can't be a kid for too much longer. She gonna stand in here, she gonna dance, she gonna sweat her straight hair that she just got straightened out. She gonna sweat it out. That is the drama of the house, by the way, right now.
Is her hair?
Oh my God.
Is it just like the fourth person in your home?
Who don't pay rent, who only just asks for shit.
Gets a lot of attention.
She's really upset. Well, I said, this is a part of having a hairstyle different than what is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Sweating your hair out is a thing. I said, haven't you heard Beyonce say, sweat now, my blowout? And she was like, no. And I was like, Beyonce talks about sweating out her hair all the time. It's a thing. When you have straight hair, when your hair is usually curly, you sweat it out, which means you get your curls back a little bit sooner than you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of living as a black girl, Mama Sita.
Mm-hmm.
She's really upset about it. Really.
Oh, she just wants it to look straight all the time, like look smooth.
She wants it to be bone straight. Tim, she didn't even want Tim to put like little bumps on the bottom, like just a little curl at the bottom.
Oh.
She was like, no, just straight. He was like, but look at this. And he like did it. He was like, I'll only do it on half your head. And if you don't like it, I'll straighten it back out. And she was like, okay. And she just waited for him to finish. He was like, see, look. And she was like, I don't like it. He was like, I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. My hair, it's curly today. I kind of had to give it a little help because here's what's happening.
It's cute.
Oh, thanks. It's not. Thank you so much. It's so not. And I say that like completely, like objectively. It's become a nightmare, Rashida. It's become a bad thing. Like, perimenopause has messed with my whole entire body makeup.
Yeah.
Just in the like last 2 weeks, I've never had great hair. I've never had great hair. And it's always been a pain in my ass to like fix or do. And it always kind of feels a little dry. So I just have, you know, kind of dry hair.
Mm-hmm.
In the last like 2 weeks.
You should put some skin Stay Soft Fro.
It's a Stay Soft Fro. In the last like 2 weeks, I have noticed an uptick in the dry factor of it.
Oh no.
And I'm not like using heat on it, and I'll use like a leave-in on it. And Tim Hunt, if you're listening, I'm trying so hard to like follow your steps and like help smooth it out. Cause even after just like a fresh trim, it's like a broom. It's so dry and fuzzy and horrible. And it makes me sad. So really, my hair is also a character in our home.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think what matters most is how you feel about it, which is why Erlyn is like, even though you all keep saying my wavy hair is pretty, I don't like the way it looks on me. And I showed her pictures of Beyonce. I said, Beyonce put curls in her hair to look like your hair. She said, it looks pretty on her. It isn't pretty on me.
Aww.
So as much as I want to respect the way you feel mm-hmm. about your hair, mm-hmm. because your perception is your reality, mm-hmm. I just want to say that I don't know if it's the camera on your computer or what, but to me, it looks real cute.
Oh, thanks. Over here, it looks like a little rat tail.
Wouldn't it be terrible if I was at your house and I was like, yeah, it is pretty bad. No.
You came over. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you were right.
Your camera excellent.
It was lying to me. That is bad. Yeah, you could touch it and be like, oh, what happened to the end? Did you burn it with a lighter? I'm like, no. Did you slam it in a door? Did you let a cat Did you let a cat use that as like a claw situation?
Little chew toy? Yeah. No.
It's fine. I just live with a burlap sack on my face. It's fine.
Claire, I really feel like I have never looked at your hair and was like, oh, what are we going to do about it? I've never thought that.
I appreciate that because I've never really thought that about anybody's hair. I mean, I got other things.
I have been like, what are we about to... My mom, sometimes I'm like, what are we about to do? What are we about to do?
We gotta fix it. We gotta leap in there.
How are we gonna make this better than what it is right now?
Right.
Because she likes changing her hair. Mm-hmm. And I don't. And so I don't like changing mine,
but it never works. So I just don't. I wish I could. Your hair's cute right now. Usually you have a bonnet. But today I see the whole shebang.
Because this weekend, I actually put effort into my hair. Mm-hmm. I actually said to Aaron, I don't appreciate having to go to all these things because it was like Thursday night was the shower, Friday night was the rehearsal, mm-hmm. and of course, Saturday was the wedding. And I was like, I don't appreciate having to go somewhere every day where people are going to be looking at me and I have to do all this like extra upkeep on myself.
Yeah.
Like, I want to throw something on my head mm-hmm. and go. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that's hilarious. But yeah, I've had to like brush it out, put a leave-in in, twist it up, take the twists out, use my moisturizer, make sure it's good and bouncy and moisturized. Mm-hmm. Just all the effort.
It's a lot. And your arms get real tired.
And annoyed.
Messing up here. Like, they just fatigue.
Yeah. I saw this one, I think it was Oscars, and that particular year Beyonce sang all of the nominees for best song or whatever, mm-hmm. and every time she came out she had on a starkly different outfit, hair, makeup, nails. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, wow, she's beautiful. Like, she literally had different fingernail polish on every time.
That's crazy.
Fingernail polish.
Yeah.
And so everyone else was just like, oh, wow, she's so beautiful. Oh, the looks are so amazing. And the only thought I had was, I couldn't do that.
I can't sit and do this again.
People keep touching my head.
Yeah. And I'm so tired. You gotta stop. I'm sweaty.
Everybody's got to get their fingers off of me. Mm-hmm. They've got to. Mm-hmm. Everybody's still touching me, putting things on my body or taking them off. And I don't want this anymore. Mm-hmm. That's all. I was like, that's a special kind of torture. But that's Beyonce's is a G for all of us.
She's a trooper, and she's a real rich trooper, too. It's easier to do things when you get paid a couple million dollars to do stuff. I could be a little more tolerant.
What? You know, that put a whole different spin on it, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm envisioning it. That's what I was doing
when
I was looking
up. You would just do a lot more deep breathing. You would do a lot more kind of like centering, and you'd bring a friend with you to like chat you up through it.
Yeah.
But you'd tolerate it way better if you knew you were, at the end of the night, you were going to get a check for $500,000.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I'd do that.
I said change.
Well, you definitely said a million.
I did. And
I would rather a million.
I'd rather a million too. And she might have gotten a million. Who knows?
Who knows? I'm sure she did. I mean, she was Beyonce at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She wasn't just like the lead singer of Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. Man. Hits. Hits upon hits. People just turning
out. Almost spit my water out. Can you pay my bills?
What about my telephone bills?
What about my automobiles?
If you did,
maybe we could chill.
Maybe we could chill.
Maybe.
I mean, listen, maybe.
But to tell you the God's honest truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think you do. So.
So you and me are through. We're through. So you and me are through. Okay, so can we talk about the eclipse of yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you watch the eclipse?
I did. I was sitting in my front lawn.
Me too. What did you think?
It was really cool. My neighbor came over. Mm-hmm. She's a nature girl. She likes the outdoors.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always envy that about her. Like, lady, you just really be out here touching all your dirt and grass all the time.
Yeah, man.
You
it's the be best.
Out here touching it.
It's the best.
And the animals clean out her chicken coop. She was touching stuff. She talks about how her cats bring mice in the house.
Yeah, you did tell me about your neighbor.
Always dead.
Oof, oof,
man.
Oof. Yeah,
I told her about River killing some possums, and she was like, "Oh yeah, like oh my dogs and cats are constantly killing things."
Uh huh.
Oh God.
Cool. Weird.
Oh my God.
You're part of this.
But anyway. It was great. She was out here. She was telling me about things. And Erlyn was out here doing cartwheels. And it was cool because, you know, it was bright and hot when we first started.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. It was hot because we were right under the sun. And it just got progressively cooler. Mm-hmm. And, like, the breeze would come. Mm-hmm. We were like, oh, that's chilly. Okay. Uh-huh. And then right before it happened, I explained it to Aaron like this.
Did he not watch?
You know how... He did. He was at the museum.
Okay,
so he was in RSLE.
Got it.
All the way back at the Motor Speedway.
Uh-huh.
The actual Motor Speedway was actually super full of people.
Yes,
but
it was.
The Children's Museum Motor Speedway was actually kind of clear of the crowd. The
nice.
Crowd was up by the front. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was explaining to him that it kind of looked like, you know, in a movie when you can tell that it's a day shot, but they put a filter on
yes,
to make it look like
filtered.
It's a night shot.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It was
it
bizarre.
Just didn't feel weird. Real mm-hmm. is what I meant.
We could not.
And I think it's just because it's something that we're not used to
yes.
seeing, right?
We could not yeah. get over the like the light of everything around us because it was
yeah.
still obviously daytime, but something
right.
was wrong. And in fact, so we were out back and we had our friends Brad and Kristen over and we grilled out like, you know, beforehand and we were just chilling on the back deck kind of waiting for things to happen. And then and it got to be around, like, I don't know, 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that the shadows were a little different. And I was like, the sky looks a little weird. Is it starting? So we went out there, put our eclipse glasses on, and it was already like a third of the way covered. And I was like, what? Now, I remember seeing the eclipse in 2017, the partial eclipse from here.
Uh-huh.
Because it had...
There's something in my eye. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just watching you struggle. It's fine. And not worrying, because I know you're a grown person who can handle it. But I remember seeing the partial eclipse, and that's what it looked like, where you could just see a little bit of the sliver coming through. And and we just kept watching, and I just kind of kept gleefully, like, saying, this is so cool, this is so cool. And then I'd take my glasses off, and we'd look at the light around us. I'd put them back on and look at the... And then when the totality moment happened...
Oh, man.
It was so cool and crazy. It was bizarre. And amazing.
Yes.
And indescribable in that it was nothing like, I wasn't jumping and shouting. It wasn't like, I can't contain myself. I just, it was so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And I loved it. It was such a cool feeling to take those glasses off and look so up there at that black dot with the ring around it and how it all lined up perfectly. And like, listen, I know. Us humans down here, we act like everything's for us, right? And we're like, look what it's doing for us.
But that's the moment that's you realize just, like, you ain't got to do shit with shit.
It's just doing it. It's just doing it.
Yes.
It's just the universe doing it. And
seeing, like, I forgot the corona coming off of the sun.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
And it was dark and cold and... It was crazy.
It was amazing. And people were cheering on our block. And of course, a couple people shot off fireworks for, you know, whatever stupid fucking reason.
Yeah.
But they did. But it was just, I kept calling it, like, so pure. It was so pure. Like, people would just come out onto their lawns and be like, what's happening up there? Let's all look up and check it out.
Yeah.
Let's all be a part of it.
Yeah. It was great.
It was very wholesome to me. That people just kind of, even if you weren't, like, doing a whole day long event or, like, setting up your lawn chairs, everybody came out of their houses, checked it out, and they were like, that's pretty great. There were a couple people, like, on social media who kind of said, did anybody else think it was just, like, cool and then moved on with their day? I mean, I saw a couple of those posts, but on the majority, it was mostly people who were like, 10 out of 10, worth the hype, which was just, like, what a joy that is. What a joy that is.
Yeah,
to have and Erlyn and I, awe.
Yes, yeah. It was great because we could hear the people. There were a bunch of people down at the park down the street.
Yeah.
We could hear them. It was crazy because we couldn't hear. There was a big, like, sort of silence.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just heard just like, and then some people were like, woohoo! Yeah. But more than anything, it was just like a collective hum. But Erlyn and I... purposefully wore our slides without socks because I told her when it happened, we needed to put our feet on the ground and so that we could feel grounded and connected to everything that was happening.
I love it.
And that was very cool. And I had forgotten to do it. It was happening. I was like so mesmerized by what was happening. And she was like, mommy, take your shoes off. And I was like, that's right.
That's right.
That's right, babe. And then she was doing cartwheels without her shoes. And I was like, this is trippy.
This is a moment to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. And I called Aaron and he was like after it had already been happening for like a few seconds. Mm-hmm. He was like, this is crazy, right? And it was like dark at the museum, like behind him. He was like, yes. Oh my God. And then my mom called and she was FaceTiming. We were like, it was really cute.
It was so neat.
Yeah.
I just loved it. I loved how it felt. I loved that how connected everybody kind of felt.
I think that's the best part. I don't think it would have been the same if it was just like a Monday and Erlyn was at school and Aaron was at work and I was here by myself with River. Like, I just don't think it would have been like that. Mm-hmm. I think even having the neighbor over, having my mom on the phone and then briefly Aaron.
Yeah,
and then,
just community.
I think it was great. Yeah, I think it was great.
I loved it. I wish
it was a very human experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you can live for 400 more years, it'll be back right here in 400 years.
I'll see what happens. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I have been really good about taking my vitamins.
Good.
So.
Your perimenopause will be over. That you have that to look forward to.
Yeah, man. Unless it just lasts throughout. What if they were like, Claire, you can live for a lot longer if you want, but you have to have the driest hair on the planet and your moods will never be regulated. How does that sound? I would say, kill me now, God. Take
just
me now.
Take me out.
I can't.
If I can't enjoy this shit, then let me go.
I got to go.
That's how I feel about my reproductive organs right now. Anyway, listen, you don't make people without a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut her down.
Shut her down.
If you're not going to make people, shut her down.
I've been mad since I was 12.
I effing bet. And I'm sorry. Golly.
Golly.
I would be pissed too.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you.
I don't want it.
There's no reason.
I don't want it. Remember when I volunteered to be a surrogate for you?
Yeah. I still want another baby.
I would have done that for you. You know that, right?
I do. That would have been amazing.
That would have been. I would have done it because I would have wanted to like have that like story and have that. That experience. Yeah.
You still want it?
Mm-mm. I mean, sure, but I'm too old.
I am too.
Yeah, we're done.
I don't think my body's going to do it. My body's like, look, you're lucky.
Listen.
You lived through that first
your blessings.
Count them up.
Take off your shoes. Count your blessings. Stand here with your child. Count your blessings.
Count your blessings. You're not going to get another one out of here, but I will still give you periods.
But so. I'm still going to knock, knock, knock on that door and be real annoying.
Oh, guess what?
What?
Guess what else?
What?
Speaking of periods,
yeah.
I'm sitting at the reception having a great time sitting next to Tim and Kenny. On the other side of them is Andrea and Wesley, my in-laws, the best in the whole world. Cousin Katie's at the table, Erlyn, Aaron. Yeah. We're all sitting, laughing, having a great time, chatting it up. My dad and my mom, my mom and my brother over there having the mother son dance.
Uh-huh.
So sweet. It's a country song. Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Sure.
Period comes.
It says,
hey. I see you're having a great time.
Hey, I want to get in here and fuck this up for you.
Is there a way that I can up this day?
I got a quick question. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Are you having a good time? Psst. It's me. Your period. I was wondering if you wanted to hang out.
No, I don't.
But I'm coming over anyway. I'm basically, if you're Hawaii, I'm a tourist.
My body is Hawaii, and my period is a tourist.
I'm not coming to bring any sort of value. I'm here to take. I'm here to take your energy, your good mood.
Your patience. Oh, I'm taking it all.
I'm here to make you hungry.
You know them sweets you haven't been paying attention to since Easter?
Don't you want them now? You want them now.
You want them right now. Yeah. So that happened.
I'm sorry.
I was like, dang. Yeah. I had to take care of it. Luckily, I had my go bag with me. My go bag is ready for any sort of emergency situation except for safety pins. I need safety pins in my go bag.
Okay.
Outside of that, I have everything.
Like, what do you have in there? Name me three other things.
Okay, outside of teapons.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Pads.
Yeah.
Okay, I have mouthwash.
Got it.
I have Lysol, a little travel Lysol
good
spray.
Good idea, sure.
I'm trying to think of something else random that doesn't have to do with teeth, period, or... I also have... I'm trying to think of something random in there.
You have, like, a flashlight in there?
No. Now I will.
Okay.
Because I have flashlights left over from a Disney cruise.
Okay.
I have sunscreen in there.
Great. You have an extra pair of underpants?
No, it's not a real go bag. Mm-mm. I am slacking on my pimping. I need to turn it up. Slacking on your pimping, baby. Turn it up. See, the money ain't a thing. Do you know that song?
No, but I like that. I thought Jermaine came up with the phrase slacking on my pimping.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
I did.
Jermaine Dupri. Was he not married to Janet Jackson?
Mm-mm.
They weren't?
No, but they were dating very seriously for a long time.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And then who messes up the Janet Jackson bag, JD, by cheating on her? Who do you cheat on Janet Jackson with? Who knows?
I mean, whoever. He was like,
he said, he admits it now. Like, I'm an idiot. Like, I was in a wonderful relationship of someone who adored me. And I think she still is in love with him, but she just doesn't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, but the funny thing about dating Janet Jackson is that everybody's attracted to you because you're dating Janet Jackson.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He was like, so that's what I did.
I wonder who he was with. Because she's pretty awesome.
Probably some rando groupies who were like...
Who were like willing to just kind of not be... what's what I'm looking for? Not be concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were long distance. He was in Atlanta. She was in California. That's so they only got together. Yeah. Yeah.
That's hard to do. I don't know why anyone would ever, ever be long distance. JK.
It's hard. I was about to say, I feel like...
I've had several long distance relationships.
Including the one you're
Right now. Yeah. I did several long distance relationships to success. One to the most success.
Yeah. The successiest.
This is the one that stuck. Stuck. Still hanging in. Still hanging in.
You're not so long distance anymore, though. Like, you live in the same house now.
He's literally like, right back there. Like,
right over there.
Like 50 feet away in a different room. Because we live in a small house, so he could probably hear me talking about him right now.
So that distance isn't too far.
Or he might be asleep. Also very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Be sound logged.
He's early to rise.
He's early to rise. And we had just a really good weekend. Like, we just... It was a very chill weekend. It was great. It was great.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I love that.
Not, I mean, I say that as if like he needs a reason to go to bed early, because we did not stay up late. We did not like party. It was just chilling.
I love that.
It was nice. The first two nights of the weekend, we stayed in, we were in different rooms watching different television programs, because we both were like, I'm glad that you're home and I want to be home with you, but I also want to go watch this and know that you're over there. Goodbye.
We do that.
It was a real sweet feeling. It was nice. I was like, oh.
We do that a lot. Especially during like this March Madness.
Oh yeah.
When all of the sports are in their finals stuff.
Yeah.
And he just can't miss it and I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
We're just in
like
other rooms.
I'm gonna check in on you later. Maybe I'll bring you a snack or you bring me a snack.
Yeah.
I'll see you in the bathroom.
I might sit down during your commercial break.
Yeah, and I'll see you in the bathroom.
I'll see you in the bathroom.
When we meet in there and go, oh, whoops, you're already in here. My bad. We do that a lot because we only have the one.
Oh, how do you feel about it?
We manage it very well, but it would be really great to have two. The times when it's the most annoying is like right before bed or... Like a Saturday morning after you eat breakfast and you're like, okay, bathroom's mine for a little while. And you're just like, okay. But mostly I don't see him ever.
You're the fastest pooper in the world, though.
I am very fast.
I'm going to raise your glass.
To me.
To your fast poops.
Mm-hmm.
I could totally live with you.
Yeah.
With the speed of your poops.
I almost texted you because I was pooping at a TJ Maxx. And I just need you to know that every time I have to poop in a public restroom, I know I've said this before on this podcast, but for those of you who are just joining us, Rashida does not really do number two outside her home if she can help it.
Oh, no.
And Claire will go anywhere, anytime, any place. Anytime and any place.
I don't care who's around.
I don't think that's what Janet Jackson was singing about, but... You never know. Maybe she was, and she was like, I gotta turn this into a sexy song. Can't be about going number two. So anytime I poop in public, I almost always want to text Rashida and be like, just...
And every time I'm always like...
Dropping a deuce at a half-price books. Like...
Every time I can't handle it.
I know, and I just don't care.
I, even on the cruise...
Yeah, how'd that go?
And we had our own room, right?
Yeah.
They were very small, inconsequential poops. Like, I couldn't get it all out. It wasn't until I got home that my body was like, we're home. We can do it. It was just literally making room so that I wasn't miserable. Sure.
Just moving one car, one train car out to let one more train car in.
Literally what was happening. And at Leland's house.
No, that's not literally what was happening. There were no train cars in your rectum.
Why?
That's literally.
There weren't train cars?
Mm-mm.
That's not what poop is? People say literally.
That's what they don't think that's what that means.
Poop is not train cars?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I didn't poop over Leland's house at all. At all.
That's crazy.
I peed. I took a shower. I did all those things, but I didn't poop. At all at her house.
Wow. You know, the worst part about, like, when you start dating someone, the first hotel room trip you take together, and you're like, here we go. It's not even in a house with a bathroom far away from where this other person's watching television.
Yeah.
It is adjacent to where the person is sitting on the bed watching television.
Yeah.
And sometimes those bathrooms don't have a fan anymore. Like, the exhaust fan is kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah.
And it's always those first few kind of moments as a possible couple going, here we go.
Except I don't poop in hotels.
Rashida, why not?
I can't. My body just doesn't do it. It just doesn't do it.
We need to
do it. Do you remember when we were in Vegas? I was even on my period and I couldn't poop. Do you remember?
We need to go on a retreat. You and me. Okay.
A poop retreat.
We're going to train. We're going to train those trains in your butt. Those train cars. Toot, toot. There's a reason it says toot, toot. It's because it's a train. Literally. We are going to go and we are going to like load up on fiber. Like that. We're going to have a meal of just like a lot of veggies.
Yeah.
And
ice cream and coffee.
Coffee is a good one. Yeah, we want it to be something that's easy. Like ice cream is just gonna hurt a little bit and be kind of like hurt your belly.
Yeah, it gets it moving. Yeah, it is.
All right, well then, you know, we'll have a nice salad, a baked potato, a coffee. First of all, this is an old man dinner. Anytime you have coffee with your meal, that's old people stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll have a little ice cream for dessert.
Yeah,
we're gonna wait a little while, and you're gonna be like, oof. Okay, I'm going to deny myself. Listen, I think this is a money maker. We're going to get you comfortable pooping in public. PIP, baby.
I'm going to tell you, I will be surprised if anything but a little nugget comes out. I will be surprised. It's because
in your 45 years, you are now conditioned to believe that you cannot do it and that it will not happen for you. We've got to unlearn, okay? We've got to unlearn the turd limitations.
Okay, I mean, I'm always willing to unlearn. I'm unlearning all kinds of things every day. So I guess that's a thing for me to unlearn.
I am going to be the poop ally. You're the ally coach.
And I'm died.
The poop ally coach.
I just died.
I want the best for you. This is so much information that people are learning about us, but you also need to know that I poop so many times a day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Amazing. And Cameron is always like, what? How? I don't know. I'm gifted.
Wow. I'm so proud
of you. So I'm here to treat you and help you and to guide you. And support you.
Thank you.
I'm here to be your number two.
That's stupid. I was really buying in. Oh my God, I love it.
Wait. Rashida, what?
You put a pin in something.
Oh, hell. Oh, yes. I do remember that. And then I want to okay, that's pin number one. Now I'm going to do a pin, not really number two, pin B. Pin B, okay, to end our time with.
Okay.
I have a pin B, okay.
Okay.
But pin one is, you were talking about I want to be more delusional.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about you want to, like, just, like, believe some more things and just kind of give in and know that it's all good, right? And just be more delusional about all the great stuff in the world, despite the fact that everything's kind of crumbling down around us.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this today and yesterday. It's been on my mind. I want to, in the vein of not necessarily being delusional, because this is not something that is beyond the realm of reality, but what is your fantasy life? What is living your fantasy life? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, with the family you have, I mean, with that, I don't mean, you know, you're just alone or you have six kids or whatever. What are you doing in your fantasy life? By fantasy, I mean, it's something that could happen.
Yeah.
Within the realm of reality.
I'm going to tell you. But also
something where you go, that's going to require some fucking effort.
Yeah.
All right, hit me.
What I'm working on manifesting right now. Mm-hmm. And I have been for a while, is land.
Yes.
Land near things that I like to do, though, but land a couple acres, 2-3 acres. Mm-hmm. And
which is not that much land, by the way.
It isn't. It isn't. And there's
as a person who is helping her mom shop for a new home with that much land, I go to these houses that are on like an acre or an acre and a half. And I'm like, it's not that much.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
But I just want a little bit of land. There's actually some land on Allisonville Road. If anyone wants to buy that for us, it's about 600s, thousands. I don't want you to think you can walk up with $600 and get that.
Yeah, because I'd just go right now.
Right, I would too. But it has three lots, basically. And what I would love to do with that land is I would love to build a house for me, Erlyn, and the boys. I would grease some palms in the, because, you know, the government can be bought. So I would just grease some palms to get my kids here. And then build a little house for my mom. And there is a house that's already on the property. And so what I would like to do with that house is have it be like a workhouse slash like family house. So when it's time for us to have like our family gatherings, we're always struggling to figure out where to have them.
Yeah, because you need just, room and you need landing pads.
We would just always have it there. And I also would love for us to be able to record in person and maybe video, like record it and put those out and have somebody do that for us. And Aaron's studio would be in there. And it would be like a working space, but also like it would have a couple extra bedrooms. So if people came in town or if they wanted to swim all day and just sleep there that night, they can, you know. That's my fantasy is have a couple more dogs. And
that's a real down to earth fantasy.
Thank you.
I mean,
I would love that.
I mean, in the best way.
I still want to do what I'm doing. And no offense to everyone who works at the Children's Museum of Indianapolis that listens to the show. I love you guys. But I want to retire my husband. And I want him to be able to write children's books and write theater pieces because they're so good. And he wrote this piece for his family. There's I won't go into why, but he wrote this piece about the transition time between slavery and like what life was like after that and moving on, and it was oh my god, he's just so talented. And sometimes he be getting on my nerves and I forget how talented he is. But he's just so talented. And when I hear his work, I'm just like, ugh. And I want him to be able to work on books and pieces and just do the things. Not that what he's doing at the museum isn't, you know.
Valuable and
yes, but I want him to be able to just like follow his art. That's just like a luxury sometimes, you know, to be able to just do your art all the time. And so I want him to be able to do that. And I want to be the ally coach for folks all over the world with my three kids and my mama in the house next door.
I love that.
And I want you to come over on Saturdays. You and Cam, come over on Saturdays and swim and drink and spend the night at the house.
We will not spend the night, but thank you so much.
Okay, but in the other house, not with us, not with the kids. No. Okay, you just gonna go home?
I need my own bed, yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah. I can't just, like, I'm gonna sober up in plenty of time to drive home. Guarantee.
That is how you live your life, and I know that about you. I do.
I'm gonna cut myself off at 2 and go, no, I'm driving home. I'm not gonna live here. I can't. I need my contact solution and a pillow that I hug when I sleep.
I feel that.
I need the pillow combination. I need the fan. I need the earplugs.
Just so you know, that'll be in my guest house just in case. We always have a fan. Earplugs.
That's my go bag.
Yeah. It's Claire's a tiny go bag. Pillow. Yes. All of those things. We'll have it.
I love it. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Yeah. What is your delusional fantasy?
I want to quit everything and make money writing poetry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to publish shit constantly and make gobs of money off of it.
Yes.
And I don't want to have to do theater unless I want to.
Yeah.
Because I love it.
Yeah.
But
you love it more when you do it because you want to, not because you have to.
Yeah, it's my job, and I love it. But I'm tired of hustling. I'm tired of doing 75 jobs. I'm tired of picking this and saying yes to it because I'm going to make this extra $750.
Mm-hmm.
And I need that. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel grown up to me.
Yeah.
And so I want to just write poetry books and be published and get to, like, have a little house in the woods where I just crank out poetry books.
I love that.
That's what I want. Fantasy life right now. I feel it hard. Like, and it's not something that is within the realm of my possibility at this moment.
But not ever.
It's not. Yeah. It just is going to take an extra lot of effort and time and research and how I make that happen for myself. But yeah, that's my fantasy life right now.
Yeah. I love that.
I want it to be, I mean, yes, I will have to work for it and create for it in a totally different way. But mostly I just need it to be passive. Like, I put this book out and everyone can't wait for the next one. So I get an advance to write the next one. And in that time I can go do whatever I want because I've got money coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. You do shit. You experience shit. It inspires better stuff. More stuff. Crank it out.
I'm tired of these 12-hour days, man. They don't work for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love
that. That's my fantasy life. Yeah. Yeah. So I've been thinking about that a lot. I've just been having, like, major just wanderlust and, like, what else? And panicking because I don't have the time or the resources and, like, and I feel like too much time is passing before I do something cool. And I know I'm doing cool stuff and I need to keep it in perspective, but I'm feeling antsy AF.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Which brings me to my point B.
Yes.
Pin B.
Pin B. Pin one, pin B.
Pin one, pin B. Pin B. 2 years ago on April 1st, our first episode was released.
Yes, because we told people it wasn't a joke.
And now that doesn't mean this is like, it's not a milestone episode number.
But it is our anniversary.
Weekly releases and things we skip, et cetera, et cetera. But it's been 2 years.
Do you know what today is? It's our anniversary. Do you know that song?
No.
Tony, Tony, Tony.
Oh, I don't know it.
Aaron plays that song every year on April 1st because it is the day he proposed.
And propose. Oh, that's right.
He thinks April he's Fool's funny. Day. He thinks he's funny.
He is sometimes.
Sometimes.
So anyway, happy 2 years, friend.
Happy 2 years. I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else. I wouldn't. No. I wouldn't do it with anybody else.
Right?
Right.
This is something I treasure.
Me too.
And even if we were the only people who record. And
yeah.
I know, right? I'm like, ugh, gotta record this fucking... I don't have time.
Huh.
I don't want to. And then we do it, and I'm like, oh, that's good.
This is why we do that. This is why we do that. Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, and I'm like, the door needs to be fixed. Erlyn, leave me alone. Shut up, River. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Amtrak Podcast.
Just showing up as ourselves the best we can. Sometimes we don't show up, and that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Because
it's probably for the best that we don't show up when we don't show up. That's what y'all want, in fact.
Leave them wanting more. So with that, this is our final episode.
Yep.
This is it.
That's it. I'm so glad. Thank you guys for coming on this ride with us.
Thank you so much for this 2-year ride. Yeah. Because it's done now completely.
Finito. If you want to hear me and Claire talk. Finito. If you want to hear me and Claire talk, you got to find us at a restaurant or something. At Target.
Find us eating sushi.
Yep. In the back of Target.
Find us at, at the Target. Find us at the, what is that place? Luciana's?
Oh, yeah. Come to Luciana's.
Find us at Luciana's. Have a margarita.
Hell yeah. Especially if I'm not driving.
Right. And you know I will be able to, because I will cut myself off and take your ass home. Hey, I'll see you next week, okay?
All right. I'll see you next week, too. I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye. Hey. Hey. Number two. 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. It's so much about pooping number two.